TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. Corey James and Breezy back with Brennan Summers once again off his Brennan's big movie review of It 2, the remake. If you missed that, it'll be up online at 98pxy.com or get caught up on the radio.com app. It's there on demand for you as well. But back to business, Brennan. Let's jump into the biggest stories happening today. Let's start with the weather here, because obviously Halloween's creeping up. What is Rich been saying about Halloween?
So Halloween this weekend, we're going to be pretty cold in the 20s. Saturday waking up and then
20s.
Upper 20s for the lows this weekend, and we're going to be in the 40s for Halloween. It's going to be cold. Something cool though, so we're going to have this blue moon, like this huge 100%. I guess there's such thing as a 99.9% full moon.
Ooh.
But you can check that out Saturday. And I think it's the first time that in every U.S. time zone, anyone can see it. And the last time that happened was like in the 40s. So the next time is like 2039. So whenever we're still doing our briefings on the radio, then we can bring this back up. But it's first things first. Tonight, maybe the first flakes of the season for those of you in the Finger Lakes would have the best chance. North of the Thruway, you probably won't get anything. But not a lot of accumulation, just snow and slush. Rich said maybe inch and a half overnight. That would start about midnight.
Brennan, I want to go back to that full moon thing. Should we be worried? Doesn't it seem just given this year that's happening, Halloween on a Saturday, there's going to be a full moon. Doesn't seem like a lot of things are coming together. I'm very unsettled by this.
It was very 2020 on par with that. And yeah. I told Rich during our show, our morning show, I was like, are you going to turn into a werewolf?
Yeah, right.
What's going to happen? Yeah. And it's everything aligned. And yes, just happened to be this weekend. So that is one of the reasons that I'm just going to stay inside, turn off the lights, lock the doors.
Yeah.
And let all of you enjoy the festivities.
It's that combined with this other story that I saw. I don't know if you know anything about this, Brennan, but the asteroid that's named after the god of chaos, apparently it's headed to Earth and it's picking up speed, because that's what we need, an asteroid coming close to us. It's named after the serpent god hellbent on swallowing the sun, possibly crashing into Earth. This could be in less than 50 years this happens.
It's happening.
I did see that, and I also went back to a story we did earlier this week about NASA making a moon announcement that they're trying to line up to get the first woman out to the lunar surface and then another astronaut in the next couple of years. And I was Googling, where do you sign up just to get away? But,
right, seriously.
There was like a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago this year, we got like the story just came up and it was like, oh, just the other day, some asteroid came within so-and-so, however many thousand miles of passing by Earth.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, thanks. Hmm. That's, you know, the movie Armageddon didn't work as well whenever they came back and said, hey,
right,
this did happen and almost what happened. You got to take care of it ahead of time.
Yeah. So there's this stuff. Oh, that's fun. That should be great. Well, looking forward to Halloween. I'm sure nothing horrible will happen.
Are you trick-or-treating?
I don't know the plan.
I think I'm going to pass out candy, though.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Brennan, what? Were you asking me or were you asking Breezy?
I was asking you for your boy, and I was asking Breezy as your other child.
Just a 26-year-old going.
This is awkward. This is really awkward. I'm going to go.
Breezy really just button on in. I'm not really playing on this year, guys. Last year, 25 was my last year.
It's you guys are something else. I'm telling you right now. I was planning on maybe hitting up a party, but it's not. It just doesn't seem like a good choice. It really doesn't.
Yeah. Party's probably not a great idea.
I want to be a responsible 26-year-old, and I think I'm gonna. I don't know. Should I hand out candy? Should I wear gloves, mask, bodysuit, exterminator suit,
hazmat suit? Not a bad idea.
There's something that's catching on. People using like gutters on their house or pipes that they're cutting in half and like sliding down candy from their door, or they're building zip lines.
I've heard of people that are going to use their mail slot. They're just going to kind of poke the candy through.
I might do a clothesline situation. That was one theory that I really wanted to go full send on.
Mm-hmm. There's the candy catapult. That was a thing that we saw too.
Or you can keep it yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Or there's also that, I suppose. Yeah. We are going to bring my my son over to his cousin's. And then I don't know if we're going to actually go to any house.
What's he going to be again? A chicken or something?
No, he's a chicken last year.
Oh, sorry.
And yes, we didn't see the photos of it. We did post him with a KFC bucket, so that's sort of disturbing.
That's really twisted.
Yeah, he was a cannibal chicken. Cannibal chicken. No, okay. He's going to be the blue baby shark from Baby Shark.
Oh.
Oh, well, now that's stuck in my
original head.
Thanks.
Baby Shark, it's never stopped being stuck in my head, Brennan. So, yeah, we'll see. Typically, though, I feel like
why wouldn't you go
to, like, one house anyways. So
why wouldn't you dress him up as a character from Cocomelon?
I don't know.
Seriously, Corey?
Because his other little cousin's going to be the pink baby shark, and he's the blue baby shark. Duh, Breezy, keep up to speed with us, could you, please?
Stupid.
Jeez. All right.
Brennan. Let's not rob Brennan of his joys being a parent.
Yeah,
what is baby Brooklyn going to be?
This is the first Halloween. What are you going to do, Brennan?
Yeah, so she's coming up on 7 months. We've gotten a lot of hand-me-down costumes from her cousins. We've been trying them on all week. We've done ballerina. We had a Tinkerbell. But there's this really cute strawberry outfit that covers the top of her head and goes around her. And it's stuffed, so it makes her look like just like a bowling ball rolling around.
Yes.
So I think that's what we're going to go with. And it's... we may go to my in-laws or something, but other than that, she's just going to be dressed up at home, rolling around on the floor all day.
That's so cute.
Is she okay with this, or is she not a fan?
Oh, she takes after her parents. You want to avoid people at all times. Not just this year, but in a year. Yeah.
Okay. You guys are monsters.
Oh, Brennan Summers, studio at NBC, out with us. All right, sticking with kids here, Dr. Michael Mendoza, the Monroe County Health Commissioner, has updated the recommendation for kids in masks, now lowering that age. Right now it's down to 2.
Yeah, and that's kind of been the cutoff, because if kids can't take off a mask themselves, they shouldn't be wearing them. So it's always been, you know, older than 2, wear a mask when you can. But we got, and you said recommendation, like strongly encouraged is the words that we heard from Dr. Mike Mendoza yesterday about kids in daycares. And this has been something that a lot of parents have asked about, because they're comparing what's happening at grade schools and daycares, which at a lot of schools, kids are having to wear the mask. Parents who have to put their kids in daycare, and that's their option, they've been wanting to know, how do you stop the spread there? Or they didn't want their kid to have to worry about wearing a mask. And now you've got this recommendation coming, and it's because we have cases spiking here. Here in Monroe County, Finger Lakes, New York, nearly every state in the country, and Dr. Mike Mendoza did this as a way to try to control that. And so that came out. Some of the daycare centers we heard from were like, okay, this is, you know, this was a logical next step. Heard from one person who said that their place was going to wait till it became like a firm rule or an order, because they weren't in favor of it. But that's the newest update.
My little cousin, he's 2.5. He's so cute. I just saw him last night. It's so cute to see like their little masks. So he was in Wegmans yesterday, and he like pulled his mask down. And he was like, "Hi" to like someone. I'm like, "Put your mask out." But it's so cute, their little masks. Yeah. Oh my god. And they're staying safe, so that's cool too. I would love to, you know, I love that they're not making as much of a fuss about it. Like, it's coming more normal to them, and that's good, because there's you know, grown adults that we can't even get to wear the mask.
Yeah,
so
sure.
We love that.
Yeah, and this is just getting younger, and I know that, you know, we try to make it easy on them, so getting different prints or maybe their favorite character.
Right.
But yeah, they've had to adopt to it, and a lot of them have spent some time in school, or they've been somewhere, whether it be church or something with their parents, where they've had it on at some point. But this was kind of the next step of addressing something that hadn't been, didn't have any strong recommendations until this week.
Yesterday was kind of scary. My phone was buzzing off the hook for that Amber Alert that was sent out yesterday for a 2-month-old. I was like, oh my gosh. But I'm sure a lot of people, mostly everyone, got it in the area. What is the update and the details on that Amber Alert?
So this came out of Orleans County. So there was that 2-month-old, and she has teen parents who took her. And so all of our phones went off because we got the Amber Alert from the Holly area. And it was, you know, get the word out. About an hour later, I believe that was the time frame, it was called off, that the baby had been dropped off at a relative in Auburn. Okay. But the parents, they still haven't been found. So they are the birth parents of the two-month-old. They're still searching for her, for them, I mean, for both of them.
Yeah.
And they're young. I mean, the guy's name, the boy's name, Kelvin Huddington Jr., 16 years old, and Alyssa Bell, who's 15.
Oh, my goodness.
And I believe that they're not in a car at this point. So we've heard from their family, and they just want them to come back home. Now, the circumstances, don't really know why they did this or what was going on, but the Amber Alert came out, and they believe that the kid, I mean, 2 months old, could have been in real danger, and that child is safe home with social services now in Orleans County. So that is the good news. And then today, deputies will keep looking for leads, trying to track down that young couple.
Jeez, man. All right, we'll keep an eye on that one. Brennan Summers from News 10 NBC on with us this morning. Brennan, update from Governor Cuomo about Thanksgiving. He is saying his personal advice is don't gather with your family.
Yeah, he was. And when it comes to traveling, it was like, you can travel, but kind of. And people have asked this, what does the quarantine mean for me and Thanksgiving? And it's, you got to follow it. So wherever you're going, if you're traveling to an affected state, 2 weeks of quarantining when you get back. And Cuomo basically said yesterday during a call, he was saying, you know, you want to see your family, spend the holidays. The best way to say I love you is what he was saying is to protect other people and just stay home and to not do it. But he admits he knows that this is not an all-out travel ban. They can't keep you from going somewhere. But when you get back, that's what they can enforce. His bottom line was telling people really to try to stay home, at least for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
You know, it's tough for a lot of people. Obviously, we've been seeing our families less than the normal already, and then you throw this on top of it, and certainly understand where he's coming from, and you want to keep your family safe, especially if they are older or immune-compromised. But then you got to think there's another factor in play here that I don't think gets talked about a ton, and that's, you know, we only have so much time, right? And if you spend, who knows how long this is going to go on, you know, a year or more away from your family, and that happens to be the last chance you have to spend time with them, you know, there's that thing to factor in and think about too.
Right. It is tough. I mean, I haven't seen my dad in more than a year, who lives in Memphis right now. So we're just doing the FaceTime calls and stuff, and Tennessee's on the list. My mom was here earlier this summer, and I'm looking ahead about when to travel, and it's just, I mean, her granddaughter's probably going to be one by the time the next time we're all together. And I think about just missing that time. And so that's like on the younger side.
Yeah.
But then also, I mean, grandparents, which you bring up. And it's, you have to cherish every day you can. And FaceTime is great, video call and everything. But just being around
not
someone.
The same, yeah.
And there's also, I mean, if you want to get together, there's the whole don't hug, don't kiss, don't shake hands, stay apart. And it's still, I mean, it's just not real. And we get into a part of the year where there's always seasonal depression, dealing with things, and this time of year after the holidays, and it's going to be very, very tough. And the issue is that this current pandemic, I know we're waiting on a vaccine, but the status of it isn't getting better. It's getting worse with the cases we're seeing going up.
Well, Dr. Fauci even came out recently and said that to start the vaccine isn't going to technically block the virus. It'll just block symptoms of the virus. So you could still, if you could still pass it along, if my understanding is correct.
Yeah, and it's gauging the effectiveness. Like, you don't have 1,000% effective vaccines. It's doing what it can with the flu, and with the flu, you're picking like certain strains. And he said yesterday, he's like, this country's going flat out in the wrong direction. And even if we have the vaccine, and they're hopeful they can have the right candidate by the end of the year in January, when you're trying to do 300 million people, they're talking getting into next fall before you're serving most of the American public.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, it's just, I keep thinking about it. It's depressing too, just thinking how much longer of doing all this. And that's the fatigue that's setting in with a lot of people.
Yeah. And like you said earlier, with the seasonal depression, like on the way, I mean, when it hit back in March, we were kind of, we weren't out of the woods with the weather, but we were on our way out kind of thing. And I think once June hit and, you know, the restaurants started opening and things started to loosen up just a little bit and we were kind of coming out of quarantine, it was like the skies parted ways and it was a little light of hopefulness, but now with the cases getting a little bit worse, with the weather getting a little bit worse, it's just not looking good.
Yeah, no.
We tried to do every park that we could, and we've talked about our six-month-old about, you know, we can't even, what are we going to do? We can't go for walks.
Right. I
mean, even this week, we haven't been able to take her out to really do anything. And it's just, it's changing everything. And the issue is being inside, you know, one building in a work office, like that's a risk enough, let alone if you've got multiple people coming over and hanging out at the same house. And that's where a lot of the recent cases have been tried.
Does it worry you like baby Brooke will only, like the first year of her life will just be in your house? Like you really aren't going anywhere with her.
I think it's just being around, like what would she be like if she were at a childcare center multiple days a week right now.
Just
being around and seeing other kids. When she's around her cousins, and I mean, they don't get super close, but she just lights up.
Yeah.
You can see that with any kid. And it's, we don't know the impact of that. I mean, that'll be studied after we get through all this, but we're trying to do everything we can. And I think even just for infants and young kids, seeing people without a mask, which is going to be the most bizarre thing too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, breaking news right now on Park Ave, the Emmanuel Baptist Church on Park Ave, one of the most iconic ones right on the corner of Culver and Park, is it on fire? I know there's crews out there and it's blocked off for through traffic and other things as well.
Yeah, so I'm just getting through the updates from our photographers out there.
Yeah.
And he's saying, so we have police and firefighters, and this is Emmanuel Baptist Church, Park Ave. They've been out there for just, I don't know, maybe half an hour or so, and we haven't gotten a firm update on what is unfolding, but we're going to try to follow that. I mean, we had a busy night of some fires locally, but whenever you have police also going to a scene, that's just what we're trying to catch up on. But part of that area is shut down, so if you can, just try to skip that area around. Again, Emmanuel Baptist Church and Park Ave.
Got it.
Okay.
All right. And finally, Brendan, before we let you go, can we get a quick update on how early voting continues to go? I want to say the numbers for Tuesday were, 13,000 people voted, or was that Wednesday? It's hard to keep track.
Yeah, it's hard to track, especially when you get the updates like at the end of the day. So yesterday, which was Wednesday, more than 12,000 people.
Nice.
So in Monroe County, it's nearly 60,000 voters already since early voting happened. There are lines, but not terribly long from what we've seen. A lot of absentee ballots are getting back sent out. Remember, if you want to avoid Tuesday and you want to vote early in the county, you have until this weekend, and that's when that'll wrap up. And then here we are, 5 days, and looking ahead next week, we've got an election, and then we'll have to see when it will be decided.
I think
that's a big question. Yeah.
I think spooky season will be extended until...
Sure.
November 4th.
All right. So. Gearing up for it. Brendan Summers from News 10 NBC. Thank you for the update. Thank you for your movie review of It Part 2 earlier this
Brennan,
morning.
Oh, Brennan, we'll miss you so much. Have an amazing weekend. Happy first Halloween to baby Brooke. Give Steph my love. I know she's obsessed with me and loves me endlessly.
Wow.
These
are the thoughts that Breezy actually believed, by the way.
No,
that sounds
I
so
don't.
Sweet and sincere. So I'm going to take it that way. But maybe, like Pennywise, you're just trying to trick me into something.
No, we really will miss you tomorrow, sure.
I'll tell you this, Brendan. If Breezy shows up at your door on Halloween, do not open it. Don't answer.
Oh, boy.
Webster, where life is worth living. That's where you said you lived, right?
Hey, no, no.
I'll find
just
your place.
Moved to Irondequoit. Moved to Irondequoit recently. Got a good deal on the house.
Brendan, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
See you. You're the best. Bye.
All right, bye.